Right, our next presentation is entitled Sensitivity of Chorinespora Cassiicola Isolates from Cotton to Metconazole, Katrina Laurel.
Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me begin my presentation by saying, first of all, can you all see me or hear me? People may or may not realize that cotton is a part of our daily lives. From the moment that we dry our faces from a soft cotton towel in the morning until we slide in between fresh cotton sheets at night. So even though environmental conditions in the Southeast U.S. is suitable for cotton production, it is unfortunate that it is also conducive for disease development. And cotton is a crop that is affected by a number of important cotton diseases, which may limit production wherever the crop is grown. In Georgia, two important diseases that affect cotton that growers are concerned with include bacterial wilt and target spot of cotton, the latter being the focus of my research. So target spot is an emerging disease in cotton in Southwest Georgia, which was first reported in 2008. And its symptoms include irregular circular brick red spots with dark borders to tan to light brown centers. As the disease progresses, each spot enlarges, forming concentric rings of alternating dark and light brown bands comparable to a target. In severe cases, premature defoliation of up to 70% can occur. This may cause significant reductions in yield of about 200 pounds per acre, proving its economic importance. The same disease was previously reported in Mississippi in 1961. So these are just more pictures of cotton showing the symptoms of target spot. Both diseases were caused by a pathogen called Chorinespora cassiicola. This belongs to the kingdom fungi, phylum Ascomycota, order class of Ophidiomyces, order Pleosporalis, and family Chorinesporaceae. Chorinespora cassiicola has a very broad host range, affecting 530 plant species and 53 different families, including economically important crops such as cotton, tomato, and soybean. It has also been found on other substrates such as on nematode cysts and as a dermatophyte on human skin. It is common in tropical and subtropical regions. Since its emergence in Southeast U.S., effective management strategies have not yet been fully established. However, the most basic control measures that growers employ to control diseases of cotton include cultural practices such as residue management, tillage, and crop rotation, effectiveness can also vary upon different factors, including weather conditions. Fungicide applications are also used to control diseases, as well as the use of resistant cultivars. However, at present, there is no available resistant cultivar for target spot of cotton, although research shows that there are varieties that are more susceptible to the disease. When using chemical fungicides to manage the disease, these three are the most commonly used classes. The dimethylation inhibitors are the DMI, the quinonazide inhibitors are the QOIs, and the succinate dehydrogenase inhibitors are the SDHI. So what do we know about the fungicide sensitivity of Chorinespora cassiicola? There had been documented resistance to DMI, QOI, and SDHI based on this research or these papers. On the other hand, Chorinespora cassiicola isolates from cotton have not yet been tested for fungicide sensitivity. In addition, preliminary results from a study conducted by Sumabat et al. showed diversity among the Chorinespora cassiicola pathogen population in the Southeast U.S. This tree illustrates the variations when the pathogen population tend to group together based on the host of origin. So clearly, Chorinespora cassiicola isolates from cotton is different from those from tomato and cucumber. All of these led us to the following research objectives: to determine the baseline sensitivity of Chorinespora cassiicola to metconazole, and compared sensitivities of Corynespora cassicola isolates collected from other hosts to isolates from cotton. 40 Corynespora cassicola isolates were obtained from cotton, and these were collected in different time periods from 2013 to 2015 from 5 different geographical locations from Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, and Tennessee. For the second objective, 20 Corynespora cassicola were isolated from other hosts that are known to be affected by target spot. The mycelial growth assay, or the sensitivity to metconazole, was done using a mycelial growth assay. And this was done by obtaining a 5 millimeter mycelial block from the margin of a 7-day-old active culture growing on quarter-strength potato dextrose agar. The 5 millimeter mycelial block was then placed in the center of a fungicide-amended and non-amended potato dextrose agar plate. And I used 10 different discriminatory concentrations, ranging from 3 microgram per milliliter to 0, 0 serving as our control. I have 2 replicate plates for each isolate and fungicide concentration. A 4-day incubation period was observed at 25 degrees Celsius in the dark to allow for mycelial growth. Growth measurements were taken on colony diameter at right angles to each other, and the mean colony radius was calculated and corrected by subtracting the diameter of the 5 millimeter mycelial block. So as you can see from this picture, the higher the fungicide concentration, the lesser the growth of the mycelial growth of the isolate, and vice versa. So the lower the fungicide concentration, and at the very end, with a 0 or a non-fungicide amended control, you can see that there is more mycelial growth. Relative growth was then calculated by getting the mean colony diameter on fungicide amended medium and the mean colony diameter on control medium. And the EC50 values, or the effective fungicide concentration at which 50% of the mycelial growth was inhibited, was calculated using a linear regression on probit transport, relative inhibition, and Lonsdale transport fungicide concentration, and this was calculated using the program SAS. So for our results, for the first objective, looking at the sensitivity of Corynespora cassicola isolates from cotton to metconazole, as you can see, both trials, trial 1 and trial 2, showed strikingly similar results. The range of the EC50 values, so first of all, on the x-axis we have the EC50 values, and on the y-axis we have the number of Corynespora cassicola isolates from cotton corresponding to these EC50 values. So the range of the EC50 values is 0.01 to 0.2 microgram per milliliter, with a mean EC50 value of 0.05 microgram per milliliter. So what's important to note in this graph is that even at low concentrations of metconazole, you can see that the isolates are still sensitive to the fungicide. And this graph shows a log normal distribution of the EC50 values, which is also very typical for DMI fungicides. As for the second objective, when we looked at the sensitivity of Corynespora cassicola isolates from other hosts to metconazole, you can also see that both trial 1 and trial 2 have strikingly similar results, with a range of EC50 values from 0.02 to 0.976. So what is interesting to note here is that the range of the EC50 values are similar to those from cotton, except for one isolate, which you will see at the far right-hand corner of the graph, which is an isolate from soybean having an EC50 value of 0.976. So what can we conclude about this research? We can conclude that EC50 values for metconazole varied among the isolates, and the mean EC50 values from cotton and other hosts were similar. The range of EC50 values from soybean is greater than that of the isolates from cotton, and it is important to understand changes in the pathogen populations so that we will be able to recognize if there is a start of resistance. For our future plans, we would like to determine the sensitivity of Cornespora cassicola isolates from cotton to fluxapyrostat, which is an SDHI, and pyraclostrobin, which is a QOI. And we would also like to compare the sensitivity of Cornespora cassicola isolates from other hosts to these two fungicides. We would also like to conduct field trials for the assessment of management of target spot of cotton through application of fungicides, timing of the applications, and the cultivar of cotton. To sum it all up, even though we have seen that in the previous study done by Ms. Sumabat et al., that there is very little genetic diversity in the Cornespora cassicola isolates from cotton, from this research, we can see that there is variability in their sensitivity. So knowing that resistance happens in different hosts and in other pathosystems, our growers can anticipate that resistance can happen in the near future. And with that, I would like to thank my major professor, Dr. Robert C. Kemmerich, and my committee members, Dr. Marion T. Brewer, Dr. Catherine Stevenson, and Dr. Larry Newsom. I would also like to thank Dr. Bob Nichols and Cotton Incorporated for the funding, and the Brewer Mycology Lab and the Kemmerich Lab for all their support. And I would like to take any questions. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a question about that for the soybean isolate. When mm-hmm. they do the survey, what kind of range of ED50 you see when they do that study?
For the soybean isolates, did I understand your question correctly? So for soybean isolates, you would like to know the ED50 or the EC50 values that they're seeing. If I remember correctly, based from a paper that I saw, some soybean isolates have an EC50 value as high as 5, which they consider as resistant. Yes.
Any studies conducted to see which genes
I have not looked at it yet, but that is something that would be that I would like to look at. So your question was, is there a difference in the DMI use from the soybean isolates that we've collected versus the cotton isolates that we've collected? I do not know how much fungicide exposure these isolates had, but I would like to assume that all soybean isolates must have greater exposure to fungicides compared to isolates from cotton.
Mm-hmm. Why was metconazole chosen for the study?
Metconazole was chosen for the study because it is a DMI, and I know it is labeled for cotton, but not a lot of growers use it because it's not as effective as other fungicides such as azoxystrobin or pyraclostrobin, but just for the purpose of representing the three different classes of fungicides, so we chose metconazole as a representative for DMI.
With increased use of those other classes of chemistry in cotton, what do you anticipate your results showing whenever you do the evaluations for your other classes, your SDHIs and your QOIs? What do you expect to see as far as changes and differences in range of
I'm already currently conducting the pyraclostrobin assay as well as the fluxapyrostat. I don't have much data yet, but I would think the range would still be the same. Like, there isn't much significant difference, but maybe in the future years to come, that's why this study I believe should be repeated again so that we can actually see if there is a shift from our baseline or the current values that we have, and then see if it changes in the future.
That's the time we've got. Thank you.